But tonight, we're going to key on one scripture, and then we're going to be done. It is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. And it's up on the screen for those of you who don't have it. Let's read this. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray, not felt while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It is a ghost!" But it wasn't Jesus. But Jesus spoke to them at once, "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Tonight, I'm going to talk about an idea called Onto the Waves. It's literally going to take 4 minutes. I'm going to try 5 minutes. I'm going to try to pull this off. It's going to be crazy. It is very easy to look in our world right now and see that there's a lot of storms brewing around. It's very easy sometimes in our lives to get our eyes upon the storms that come against us. I don't know about you, but it seems sometimes like every single thing in this world is out to get me. And, you know, I was sitting back and I was kind of hanging out and I was like, wow, all these things. And it's not like some terrible thing. It's just, you know, how sometimes little things can get kind of big. Little snowballs can turn into great monstrosities of avalanches really quick when they come downhill. And it's so easy when storms come out and you're like, "John, I know that tornadoes are coming and I know all these things," and it's easy to get caught up and be afraid right now. To sit back and say, "Well, tornadoes rage around, tsunamis are killing thousands, this place is bad, William Blount High School doesn't look good, Maryville doesn't look good, even the Christian school doesn't look good. Things aren't going that good right now, John. Our nation is going crazy. What's going on?" And it's so easy to get caught up and be afraid and to be crippled and to not move. It is a scary thing to share your faith sometimes. It's a scary thing to stand up and speak for God. But you know what the Bible says in Matthew 28, 18 through 20? It says, "Go ye therefore into all the world, making disciples of all men and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." What is that saying to you? God is saying that you as a Christian, your purpose as knowing Lord Jesus Christ is to go tell others about Jesus, make them a disciple, and recognize that in every single moment while you're going and making disciples that Jesus is with you. And then again in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says this, "For God did not give you a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of sound mind." That God wants you to go out, to not be afraid, but to stand in strength, to stand in power, to stand in sound mind, and to stand in love, to stand in the ability. But most Christians get this part. I want to live for Jesus, right? I give my heart to Him. I profess my faith. But then what do they do? They go back and they sit and they stay afraid and they never speak about their faith. They stay in the boat of comfort. They stay. And you see, it would be very easy for this youth ministry right now to sit back and say, "Well, we've done a lot. That's good. We're going to stay right where we're at. We're going to stay in the place of comfort. We're going to stay when the storms might rage around. I'm just going to stay in my boat where things are nice and comfortable. I'm going to stay in the place in my life." Well, I could speak about my faith, but that would take walking on the water. And walking on the water is kind of scary because there's a storm out there. So I'm going to stay in this boat of comfort. I'm going to stay in the place and I'm not going to speak up. Christians get the love of God, but they miss the fact that God doesn't want you to sit on His love. He wants you to run with it and share it to others. So many people miss that. And you're like, "John, this is another message about going and sharing my faith." Well, every message should be about going and sharing your faith because that's what the gospel is. You want to know the quintessential part of the gospel? One word, go. It's "go ye therefore and shed this good news." The purpose of the gospel is that you don't have to die in your sins. That you can have life and that you should share that life with others. That's what it's about. But tonight, I'm telling you, it's time we stop sitting in fear. Instead of having the throttle back here, it's time we rip it forward and go out onto the water. It's time we get out of our comfort zone. Being uncomfortable is uncomfortable. It's not fun. And it's so easy to recognize that you could just stay in the boat. But guys, your mission is that God wants to use you in this story. Why did I say it? Flip back up to the next one. You've got a story. Let me tell you really quick. You've got Peter in the boat, disciples in the boat. There's a wave blowing all around. Things look terrible. In the middle of the storm, what happens? They see Jesus and they think he's a ghost. They couldn't even see straight. They couldn't recognize who he was. But after they see who he is, Peter says, if it's really you, tell me to come out onto the water. You know, we hear a lot about Jesus walking on the water, but Peter was the guy who walked on the water too. He said, bid me to come. The Lord said, yes, come. Down on the next slide. And Peter walked on the water. What do we remember? Peter, we remember him sinking, but you know, at one point in time, he was walking. Then when he stepped out across the boat's edge, his foot hit solid ground. That's impossible. Well, when Jesus Christ is there in your life, nothing is impossible. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. You don't need to have the word can't in your vocabulary. The only word should be I can through Christ. And he steps out on that water and he begins to walk. But what happens? His eye catches somewhere else. We might run just a couple minutes over because I always forget how long it takes to read that much scripture. 2 minutes. But he walks over this water and he's looking at Jesus, right? He's seeing him. He's walking towards him on the waves. And then all of a sudden he looks around and he realizes what he's doing. And he begins to sink. And you know what it says right there? It says immediately the Lord reached down and grabbed him. And he brought him back to the boat safely. How does this apply to you? It's easy to sit in the boat of comfort Christianity. It's easy to sit in that boat. It would have been very easy if Peter saw it was Jesus to know that he was going to come get him, to stay in that comfortable place. But do you know what Peter had? Peter, yeah, he was dumb sometimes. And yeah, he abandoned Christ when, you know, the crowing deal and all that business. But Peter, at the end of the day, he got it. Who do men say that I am? Well, you're Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Yes. And on that rock, I found my church. Not you, Peter, but the fact that I'm the Son of God. He got it at points and times. And you know what he recognized? Instead of staying in that boat, his Jesus was in the middle of a storm. And if it meant to get to his Jesus, I'm going to walk on the water to do it. You see, so many times it's easy for you to stay in the boat of comfort. But remember, Jesus is many times standing out on the waves. Your world right now is a hard place to be in. It's a hard place to stay. And it's so easy to get afraid not to speak about your faith, not to stand up for God, not to do this, not to do that, and to stay in the boat of your comfort and to sit back, well, I'm just going to get rescued. But I've got news for you. You seeing the world change doesn't happen in the boat. It happens out on the waves. It happens out on the shore across the waves. It happens out there. It doesn't happen in the boat of comfort. And what did Peter do? He saw the call. He saw Jesus. What is your call? To go. What is your call? To be obedient to God. And to recognize that if you go, he's going to be with you. Because lo, he's with you always. You know, a team can never score. A softball team. Our softball team can never score unless we come off base. You know that? When you go hit a baseball shot, boom, first base. Whoo, I'm safe. You will never score unless you come off the safe place. You will never be productive unless you come off the place that you call safe. Because scoring happens at home. And we, so many times as Christians, make a step or just get to this place and we stay on the safe place. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. It's safe here. I can't get out. But I've got news for you. You want to see victory as a Christian, you've got to come off safe places. Come out of your comfort zone tonight. Do you know what Peter did? He saw the call. He saw the need to be with his Jesus. And if it meant walking on the water, he was going to do it. And you know what he did? So many Christians do this. Imagine this little box right here is my boat. And there's a wall about right here. And that on the other side of that was the water. You know what Christians do? We go to a service like this and we go home. Woo, I love Jesus. Woo, I'm going to stand up for God. Woo, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be a leader in the youth ministry. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then you get to the point in time in which you're about to step onto the obedient waters God's calling you to. The waters of obedience. Stepping out when Jesus said, yes, come, Peter obeyed him. We put our foot back down. Why? Because we get afraid. I want to do... Well, what would it cost me? What will it do this? What will happen, God? What will it mean? We're high stepping and we're never stepping onto the water. God's calling you to be obedient to Him. He wants to use you. Yes, you. No, not the person next to you. Yes, you. That person, yeah, the thing that's breathing that you're thinking right now. No, not some Billy Graham. I don't care about him. Not that good Creed Christian school, that kid in your school who's the great Christian. No, not him, not her, no you. Not some other kid who's just a really good Christian or speaks well or well. Not John Campbell, not Melissa, not anyone in this room. No, you. God wants to use you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not harm you. To give you a hope and a future. God is looking for one thing. In Isaiah chapter 6, He said, who will go for me and whom can I send to the nations? And Isaiah said 5 words. Here I am, send me. That's what God's looking for. And if you would just have the faith to step into the storm of this world and speak about your faith and to be obedient to God and what He's calling you to, God has a call for each and every one of you. It might not be to be a pastor. It might be to be a teacher. It might be to be a truck driver. I don't know. But God wants to use you to see souls saved in the area He's calling you. Boats are all across this nation, but each one has a different lake it calls home. You might be in a different place, but God wants to use you for a particular area. And my question is tonight, are you going to high step or are you going to step on the water? Because you know what Peter did? He stepped onto the water. He saw the call. He stepped onto the water and he began to walk in the storm. And you know what the amazing thing is? If you're afraid tonight, if you're saying, John, no, I can't do this. John, I can't be a leader. John, I can't do this. I can. If you say, here I am, Lord, send me. God will use you. And you know what the amazing thing is? We're so afraid to do this. We're so afraid to step out. But do you know what happens when you step under the water? You'll quickly realize that you're walking on the very thing that once held you in the boat in fear. Those same waves that had you afraid. That same kid who's going to question your faith that you're afraid of so you don't step out and speak up. That same thing, yeah. When you're walking on the waves, you're walking on that thing that you were once afraid of. It's time we step out of the boat of fear and step onto the waters of submission and be obedient to the call God has placed upon your life. It's time to walk on the water. And the final thing I've got to say to you above any other thing, walking on the water is easy when you keep your eyes on Christ. I know that's simple. But to each and every one of you tonight, I've got one thing to say to you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Storms might rage all around you, but the amazing thing is when your eyes are on Him, you can't see storms. There's a thing called a focal point. That means that the point of my vision focus, I might see that doorknob thingy. And I see other people all around me, but the focal point of my vision is right there. And if my focal point, my focus point is right there, what's going on around me is irrelevant to that location. If you set your focal point as Christ, what did Peter do? He took his eyes off Jesus. If you just keep your eyes on Him. So alive youth, I've got one thing to say to you. It's time we walk on the water and keep our eyes on Him. It's time that storms might rage and attacks might fly. Once you start walking, it just becomes easier with each step. It's time we step onto the water and be obedient to God's call upon our lives. It's time we follow what He's saying. And remember, one thing, keep your eyes on Jesus. Storms might be a problem, keep praying. Things might hurt, keep praying. Things might be bad, keep reading your word. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You might have messed up this week. You might have messed up last night, but that doesn't matter. You might screw up, and sometimes when waves come and you're walking on the water, you might stuttle a little bit, but you keep on walking because your eyes are on Him. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of a situation and you say, I never thought I was going to be here. It does not matter anymore. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, and I've got news for you. At the end of the day, you're going to find yourself standing. For those who place their trust in the Lord may fall, may stumble, but will never fall. It's Psalm 37. I wish I had it. It was part of my notes. But When you put your trust in God, you might stumble, but you're never going to hit the ground before the Lord upholds you with His right hand. Let's stand up. We're dismissed tonight. We're going to head on out of here. Sorry, I ran 5 minutes over. Special occasion. Forgive me. Will not happen next week. Love you guys. We're going to go chill out. But see Jesus. See that He's calling you to do something. Step onto the waves and walk on the water. And remember to always, 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 always in everything that you do, in everything that you say, in everything that you think, in every way that you act, to keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Let's pray. We're dismissed. I'm up here if you want to talk with me for a minute or pray. This is open, but we ran over. Let's close. Father God, I thank You for this night. Lord, I thank You that You're all calling us to be obedient to You and to step onto the ways where You're at, Jesus. Let us always remember that in every time a storm comes up, You're standing in the middle of every storm. That every storm in our lives has You, Jesus, standing in the middle of it. Let us recognize that as we have the faith to step onto the water, we're walking over the very things that once kept us in fear. Let us all step out tonight and step onto the water and be obedient to Your call. Let us all return home safely, and let us all have a deeper understanding of Your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.